here. The call line is 844-967-2789, and we're coming in with Daniel. Danielle Krim's music. I can't believe that was 5 months ago that we had her live here on the show. That seems like a really long time ago.
Yeah, no, it does. A lot has happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
it's been a pretty crazy year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot has happened. And I think we're going to talk about that. I guess kind of thinking about, you know, thinking back to, I guess, how I kind of joined the climate movement. I know that I kind of joined in the time around, there's a lot of flooding in Madison and around Madison, and there, you know, it really hit very close to home, I think, was when I originally joined kind of the climate movement and we started our organization. I'm wondering if there was kind of a similar event or something that kind of caught your attention, Felicia. And yeah.
Yeah, I remember that flooding. It was terrible. My house is near the lake, so I remember like a good portion of McFarland was underwater for a few days. It was not good. I don't think that there was necessarily one event that caused me to like kind of like a switch to flick for me. But I do think it was a lot of things growing up, just realizing like how much climate change, not just affecting me and my community, but also like people around the world, and just being the type of person who enjoyed reading the news a lot as a kid, and getting caught up on those current events and realizing like this is actually something that is really big and not something that we can just wish away or wait away. So
yeah, for sure. Kind of with the like the political climate at the moment, what do you see is, do you think people are kind of joining the climate movement or joining other movements? And kind of, do you see kind of like a rise of more attention to these specific issues? Not only like climate change, but also the movements that are intersectional to climate change.
Yeah, I see two things that I think are very encouraging. The first is climate change is becoming a more important topic. So they actually had a question about climate change in the last presidential debate. And more people are engaging with that question and more people are talking about climate change, which I think is very encouraging because that's the first step to creating change. And the second is I see climate change pulling more people into local politics. So recently I was on a hearing for Line 5, which was this terrible pipeline that was being built by Enbridge. And there were so many like neighbors and community members from all over Wisconsin that came in to talk about Line 5 and speak up against it. And I think more people are voting in local elections, more people are going to their city council meetings, and that's something that climate change has done that I hope continues to grow.
Yeah, for sure. And we just had a local election here. What do you see? I know you kind of talked about Wisconsin Conservation Voters, and I remember when we were here last time, Eric from Wisconsin Conservation Voters was here. What do you see is kind of on the ballot for, not only was on the ballot for August, but is on the ballot for November? And do you think that there will be more people coming, showing up to vote?
Oh, yes. I really hope more people are showing up to vote this year. I actually voted this Tuesday with my sister. That was a great experience, you know, exercising my civic duty. Mm-hmm. But what I see on the ballot is not only climate change, because, you know, like a lot of people are rolling. There was that recent Supreme Court decision that rolled back the EPA's powers. And there's been a lot of turmoil in the space on climate change legislation. So not only climate change is on the ballot, but also I know in Wisconsin, there is people who are running to dissolve the Wisconsin Election Committee. And, you know, democracy is on the ballot. And we say that a lot, and it seems very dramatic, but it truly is when you consider that there are a lot of candidates out there running to destroy the pillars of our democracy. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I know last week we were slightly interrupted. And I know that something kind of that I think one person had turned on, and we're talking, you know, like there's this discussion about education, and that's something that we often talk about here a lot. And it was talked about very differently last week because we were not the ones that were on air. But what do you think? I know education plays a huge role in the work that you do. And why do you think it's, in your opinion, kind of so important to protect education, especially with the elections coming up?
Yeah, I think there's two unique types of education that are really relevant to the election. And the first is education on like our democracy, what laws are being put out and what people are doing what. You know, like a lot of legislators, I feel like they pass laws that they think will fly under the radar and then won't be noticed by voters when it comes to election time. And that's very concerning for me. And the second thing is, I think education on who is on the ballot is also very important. Mm-hmm. I recently, when I was going to go vote, I saw like this whole list of people. I was like, some of these people I don't know. Some of these offices I'm not very familiar with. And I think that's an issue, because if you're not familiar with those offices, or if these people are running and you don't know like one name from the other, then it's going to be very difficult for you to make an informed decision that is actually beneficial to you. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and these are the people that represent us, and they represent, you know, hopefully they're representing the values that we want to hold as well. So I think it is all very important. Do you have kind of a place where you feel like you, because I know a lot of times people are brought into the climate movement, other movements, by educators, by people who mm-hmm. have, you know, are teachers or, you know, are in education. Do you feel like you kind of play a role in education in a way? And what does that look like for you?
Yeah, so one of the main goals of the McFarland Eco Club was to educate our community. And I think that we did a really good job of that, because we talked to a lot of people. A big part of education is just talking to your friends, you know, your friends and your family, because once you affect those people in your immediate circle, then they're affecting other people in their immediate circle. And it's a great ripple effect. So I think we did a lot of educating of the people close to us. And I hope that that continues with other organizations. I know that every organization that I've been a part of has made education a priority, which I think is great. So,
yeah. Yeah, that is wonderful. I think too, you know, we're affected by the people that we trust. I think we're very, mm-hmm. you know, we have to hear this from people that we trust. And I think, you know, if somebody just tells us, you know, you're doing this wrong, that's not really the best way and the most direct way of educating. But yeah. And I think education also just kind of plays a role in hopefulness. I don't know if you also kind of feel that way too. And like,
Yeah, I totally agree. Because, you know, when I was younger, as I've said before, like I wasn't very educated about this issue. And I was definitely very hopeless, because I just didn't know like what was within my power to do. And now that I've been more educated, I've had the opportunity to take AP US government and learn more about our structures of government. It empowers me to actually be able to do something with the tools that I have. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I know we're coming up on a break pretty soon, and we have a musical guest here. And I think music, as well as we have tried to talk about throughout this whole show, is also another form of education. And mm-hmm. I'm really excited. So.